Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy, Uncle.
What up, y'all?
This is Eshaw.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Episode 27, we're going to redo this one. Supposed to have Carino on again. Couldn't get a hold of him. I didn't want to take a chance. So, man, we got, his brother, the one, the only Klondike Cat, representing the South Park Coalition. And, he's also representing the Killer Klan, featuring Street Military. I mean, this dude's a legend. He goes back, his album, Lyrical Lion, about to be 20 years old next year. So, that's what's up, man. But before we call him, just want to go over a few different things. First off, CMB finally decided after 6-7 months to throw a diss at me. And it's the weakest fucking shit I ever heard. What sickens me, though, is the man actually paid Dub C and The Realist, somebody else, I forget who it is, to be on that song with him. And these guys probably didn't know what the hell he was talking about, but he said a slick diss in a line. It was just total garbage. It was nothing. And it's kind of funny how he waits to respond almost a year, but the coward doesn't have balls to pick up the phone and call me. Doesn't have balls to call the radio show. Doesn't even have balls to honor contracts. But it's all good. We got the compilation back. It's just too bad we had to waste, a couple of years of our lives fucking with that loser. But, it's all good, man. I'm going to play an example of how a diss should be done. Here it is right here. This Bad Black Who Want It. Check this shit out. This is how you should diss a motherfucker if you're going to.
You lied to me. Release the hound.
Come on. Keep fucking with the prayers. Leave you bitches all dead. Put a bullet in your head. Who wants? Who wants? Who wants? Who wants? Who wants? Who wants? I'm about to ride on you, bitch, nigga. But I ain't brother Pop. Ain't aiming for your chest, Frank. I'm aiming for that other box. Gun cock. Bust a shot. Bust another shot. You nigga, sweet.
How sweet?
Butterscotch. You're rapping this like oral sex, you suck. 1+1=0, give 2 fucks. You got money, don't give a damn. You need a ghostwriter, well here I am. I'm a ex-con, don't make me murder no hoe. I'm a vegan now, so I don't fuck with burgers no more. Kick them out of UGF, FTI, we sucker free. And when it comes to rapping, none of y'all can fuck with me. Fuck with me, being grim, I got a ride on him. And living color, you a faggot like the men on film. You see you faggot ass chuck, call him bouquet. Push his wig back,
way back.
Toupee,
4-5.
Beat from, I heard he sell life insurance. Well, you gon' need something to that job of the hunt. AKA Bug Gutter, fuck you fat motherfucker. Bad Black motherfucker. Keep fucking with the prayers, leave you niggas all dead. Put a bullet in your head, who want it?
Who want it?
Tired of playing them games, through fucking with you lame. And I'm calling y'all names, who want it?
Who want it?
Keep fucking with the prayers, leave you bitches all dead. Put a bullet in your head, who want it?
Who want it?
Tired of playing them games, through fucking with you lame.
Yeah, who won? You puss-ass motherfuckers. Fucking with the prayers, y'all fuck with me, nigga. I thought you knew. Frank, man, we go back, my homie. You used to be a cool motherfucker till you let them niggas blow smoke up your motherfucking ass, nigga. But I'm about to tell you something. You and that fat motherfucking Bud Gutter, man, and Ben Grimm, slim puss-ass nigga. Y'all don't want it with us, man. Demolition, FCIUGS, Underground Society. You already know where that Bud Gutter. You motherfuckers, I'm out.
I've been doing this shit since Moby Dick was a sardine.
Well, you fat motherfucker, you gon' sleep with the sardines. Fuck with the prayers if you want to, motherfucker. I'm tired of you motherfuckers talking that shit beat up, man. You know my number, nigga. You wanna talk shit, need to call me, man. Or keep my motherfucking president name out your motherfucking mouth. Demolition or nothing, motherfucker. And Bud Gutter, you old sardine. Babylon motor, dipped in elephant shit, barbecue pig, dick sucking ass motherfucker. Who won it? Who won it? Who won it? I pray one of you motherfuckers say my name so I can return fire on you motherfuckers. Fuck around and bring your dough bag. You niggas think it's the post office. I'll be in that motherfucker with a 38 slug in your face, nigga. Nah. You motherfuckers know me and know my number, nigga. 773-230-9579. Bitch, call me, come see me. What up? Who want it? Yeah. Prayers, I told you, man. Don't say shit else to these bitch-ass niggas. I got them.
Yeah, that's the bad one right there. Who wanted off the mixtape Espionage. Now, if you're going to diss a motherfucker, that's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? This clown, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to throw a shot at me, talking about he's self-made, this, that, woo. He's like, I've been in it since 92. First of all, motherfucker didn't put out an album until 2005. So that's, you know what I'm saying, 13 years after he claims he was in the game. Second of all, he says nobody made him but him. His first three fucking albums were all solo. If he had anybody on him, it was people from his own camp, whatever the case may be. This guy sells insurance, you know what I'm saying? This guy, but in his music, he's talking, in this verse, dissing me, he's talking about triple beams and all kinds of shit, you know, just retarded shit, you know, but I'm happy he finally had just a little ounce of testicle to fuck with me, because now, you know what I'm saying, now the gloves are off, man. I want it full force. I want you to call in here and fuck with me, because I'm sick of this shit. You know what you did, you little faggot motherfucker. Matter of fact, this dude's so gay. Man, this is a diss, man. This shit's disgusting. I don't even want to play it, but fuck it.
When I get out the booth, I want you to fuck me in the ass. Real hard German style. Yeah.
I got down with the room, so this might be the
best of
all. I can see when who make me in this game, no one else but me. It's 1992.
Is the DMV.
Just want to check me for what I am.
Damn, I'm a faggot.
They do God has a bigger plan.
I have a bigger plan.
Stop my shine. I was taking
fuck me from behind.
Get my
shout.
So I like to act the fool like me.
Act the fool.
Microphones, they are part of my history. Got my own back. Faith on
I don't need the president, you see.
4, 5, 6 might shoot the dice. For each and every hater, I'm a nightmare. It's like
the yeah. It's the DMV. I'm a motherfucking faggot in this industry. Yeah. It's the DMV. I'm a motherfucking faggot. Hey, why'd the beat stop? I wasn't done yet. Ah, fuck it, just come in the booth and fuck me in the ass.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was horrible, man. He's got to redo them fucking ad-libs, man, or something, I don't know. But anyway, I'm not going to waste no more time on that fucking coward. I spent too much time dwelling on that shit. Till I see that motherfucker in the flesh, until he has the balls to come on the show, I ain't even going to worry about him. Fuck him. Let him throw his little subliminal disses at me, whatever. But, you know what I'm saying, some positive shit, man. I reached out to a homie I haven't talked to in a little bit, man, the homie Flipside. Used to manage him back in the day, and just definitely want to shout him out, man. This guy, when I was, you know, going to war with Ozone, that whole Julia Beverly thing up in Street Masters, man, this cat, you know what I'm saying, he made a song, you know what I'm saying, called One Shot, One Kill after a column I did. And usually Julia was the first person I directed my shot at. So, you know what I'm saying, definitely got to give props to him, man. I want to play his song, The Matrix, because that's what we're on, man. It's this song is, man, it's like about a decade old already, man. It's been out for a minute, man. People still looking for it on the internet, still buying it, still getting it, CD Baby, wherever it's sold. It's about this how this industry is, man. So check this shit out. This is The Matrix by Flipside. There, The Matrix. It was entered, me and Flipside entered that into a contest, roughly about, 7-8 years ago to Psychopathic Records. And every other contestant but Flipside was fucked up. I mean, Flipside was the only normal motherfucker there. His face wasn't painted. He didn't look like a vampire. and his music, everybody else was talking about some crazy shit. Here he's talking about knowledge. You know, he was flipping it real fast, but he was talking about how fucked up the industry is and how basically you're in the matrix in this music industry. And, of course, you know, Violent J and Shaggy, whatever the fuck they are, they critiqued it. They didn't like it as much as some of the other songs. You know, and as anti-mainstream as they claim to be, come on. You know what I'm saying? They just want to have another ICP lookalike, you know. So that's what it is with that. But I got to get ready to call our guest. But first we got a caller in here from 479. What's up, homie?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Who is this?
This is Bap again from Facebook.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
All right.
All right, well, we're going to have Klondike Cat from the SPC on. Yeah, he's going to be on.
Cool.
We'll call him here in a minute. We were supposed to have K Reno, but, you know, things happen, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we'll definitely have him on in the future, though, man. He's
cool. Is he still around? I didn't even hear from him in, like, 10 years.
Who?
Klondike Cat.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's making music. He sent me some new stuff. Tonight we're going to play, matter of fact, so.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, just stay on the line, man. If you want to ask him a question or something, I'll patch you in. You know, and
cool.
You know, we'll get to some other callers too. Thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
All right, here we go. We're gonna call our guest right now. Legendary Klondike Klatt, South Park Coalition. Of course, the number ain't going through live radio. So we're gonna try again. Here in a second. That's the only thing about live radio. You never know what's going to happen. I still remember the show when we called Bootleg and went to his voicemail and wouldn't let me hang up, and he gave his phone number to everybody listening. That was not a good look. So we're going to try him again. There we go. It's the Lyrical Lion. Been with the SPC for... you know, long time, one of the generals. Hey, what's up, Klondike?
What's going on?
Man, first and foremost, I got to thank you for coming on the show such short notice. You know, the first time your brother K Reno came on, I gave him 3 minutes notice. He was like, fuck it, let's do it. You know, so I definitely want to thank you, man.
All right.
But, first question I have for you, Klondike Cat, man, it's coming up on an anniversary. You already had the 25th anniversary for the South Park Coalition, but man, Lyrical Lion next year is going to be 20 years old, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, you know, it's crazy. So is Murder Dog.
Like there's some.
Yeah, that's nuts, man. That's nuts. Where the fuck did time go? Did you ever see yourself, you know, back then, still being in the game today, still having fans around the world like you do?
Actually, yes. Due to the fact that, man, when we started, we knew that we had something special and that we had a lot of guys, you know, because even before we had records, man, we battled so many people and slaughtered so many MCs to even get a name. It was like there wasn't too many people that were on our level, and that's what made us all draw together. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely. And from that day on, man, we just kept rising, man, and we were still looking like, man, you know, cats, you know, around us in our field. So I mean, we felt that we, you know, as long as we stay innovative, you know, and transition with the music industry within still staying within ourselves or in our own realm, we could do this. Me personally, I looked at all the entertainers and rappers that had longevity in the game, and I pattern myself and the things that I do in the industry, you know, far as with this music, after them, you know, like in the beginning of Ice-T or Too Short, you know, some guys had a long reign.
Yeah.
You know, Short may have not been the most lyrical rapper, but he was consistent in what he did. I looked at his consistency. You know what I'm saying? And he stayed true to him. He stayed within his element. He never tried to go outside his element.
Yeah.
So kept him in the game, you know.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And you know, being with you guys, I mean, you guys are thick. You guys got a one hell of an organization, this rap game, period. So many of you guys have withstood the test of time and the longevity, and it's amazing to see that. You know, I think you guys are definitely one of the rarities in the game. You know, and I salute you guys for staying in here this long and continuing not only put out music, but you guys are elevating. You know what I'm saying? A lot of rappers, they'll decline over the years. You know what I mean? But, man, you guys are putting out some of the raw shit now. You know?
All right.
But, yo, what was the last album that you put out?
The last album was Biography of a Made Man. I put out four mixtapes since then. Eating Off the Street, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, and then Grand Theft Hustler, which was the last in 2008. I've got a brand new CD called The Game Needs Me, and then I'm already six songs in a new one after that. So I'm getting ready to drop The Game Needs Me, and I'm already six songs deep into the next one.
Now, The Game Needs Me, man, that's the truth. What's behind that title, man? How do you feel about the music industry in 2012?
Huh?
How do you feel about the music industry nowadays?
To me, it's just watered down, man. It's just, you know, people are doing what they think satisfies the masses or the majors. And the majors really don't care about what we do. You know what I'm saying? They look at the money aspect of it. And a lot of this music is watered down, man. It's not a lot of real soul in this music.
That a lot of materialistic.
Yeah, it's all about the cars, cash, and jewels. And, I mean, I don't knock that. That's what you do. But to be a standout artist, man, to actually have people come up to me and say, man, you changed my life. In this particular song, I was going through this and this. A lot of that music today don't have that effect. I mean, there's still a few artists around that's doing it, and there's still a couple of youngsters that might come up and have that essence, and they got to truly have that essence within them, you know what I'm saying? It's not like they got a lot of people to compete with when it comes to that. You know, it's just most of this music is trash.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, hey, we got a few callers on the line. I'm gonna bring one of them in real quick, see what kind of question they got for you. What up, homie?
What's up?
Yeah, you're on the line with one and only Klondike Cat. Where are you calling from again?
Oklahoma.
There you go. You got a question for Klondike?
When's some new stuff coming out? Without Murder Dog, I didn't even know he was still around.
Already, October, baby, October. Got one more month. New CD is almost finished. It's called The Game Needs Me, so you looking out for me in the stores and on iTunes. Check my Facebook out, my Twitter, hit me up, and you know, you'll see a lot of the stuff that I'm doing. And I'm on the way back, man, so you know, it's good.
Well, I'll keep an eye out for that.
Definitely, definitely. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. You got anything else you want to ask Klondike before we go?
Not really.
All right. Enjoy the show.
Will do.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Let's see if we got any other callers on the line. Mac J, what's up, homie?
What's up with the prayer?
Man,
beautiful life, baby.
Got another... Yo, SPC legend over here on the phone.
Yeah, I hear it. What's good with Klondike? You know what I'm saying? I want to show you. Shout out to Klondike Cat, SPC, and the whole nine.
That's what's up.
Hey, but the question I got for you, I always wanted to know who did that album cover on the lyrical line, like the one that was drawn like a cartoon. I always wondered who drew that, man, back in the day.
Okay, what it was, I had a homeboy, man, Spanish partner of mine. He was fresh out of the penitentiary. You know, he was a real street dude, man, and the things he was doing to make his money, man. He was trying not to go back to that at that time. So he started drawing and, you know, doing paintings and stuff like that. I knew he was fresh on, so, you know, I just stuck in the water cash, man, to pull me up something and do that. You know, I basically, because I had already had a cover, you know what I'm saying? So I just basically showed him some love, man, and, it, you know, we went with that.
That's what's up, man. I always wanted that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because one of my guys years ago tried to draw an album cover like that, and I was like, man, that's already been done. And he swore up and down it wasn't. And then I showed it to him. He was like, damn. So I told you, man,
yeah.
It's originators out here in this game, man.
Already.
Thanks a lot, Mac J. Always a pleasure having you on the show, brother.
No doubt, Fred.
Yeah, definitely, man. But, you know, okay, so we got the new album coming. If cats want to get at you for features, verses, man, what's the best way to reach you, Klondike?
Yeah, you can hit me up on Facebook/KlondikeCat1, or you can hit me up on Twitter, KlondikeCatSBC.
Okay, definitely got to get at you. But you guys want some verses, man, you got to get at this guy right here. Another question I want to ask you. I always want to ask you where you got your name because, man, I remember an old cartoon back in the day called Klondike Cat. Did you happen to get your name from that cartoon?
Actually, that's exactly where it came from.
Ah! Man, I figured.
I had a homeboy who I used to rap with when we was in school. He used to always call, he called himself Sad Wafat from the jump. So he was like, man, you know, you need to call yourself Klondike Cat. I was like, man, what kind of name is that, man? I'm not using it, you know. So he was like, nah, he showed me about the cartoon, and, you know, it kind of fit my characters to a certain degree. I always get my mouse, you know what I'm saying? So I went with it, but as I started using it and my name started spreading, it's like I noticed that nobody could mistake me for anybody else.
Yeah.
But when they said that name, people automatically knew who they was talking about. It's not like a Lil D or Big Fred. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was an unmistakable name. So I was like, okay, I'm running with this. So that's what it was.
That is crazy, too, because I always wanted to know that, man. Because I remember that. I remember that cartoon when I was a kid. You know, hearing about you, for the first time, you know, back in the 90s, I was like, that the same name as that cartoon? So, yeah. Thank you for that, man. Always wanted to know that. My brother Justin always wanted to know about that cover, too. So, that's what's up, man. Being from Houston, you guys have so many legendary MCs. Many of them come out of your camp, you know what I'm saying? Street Military, you know, Killer Klan. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Who were some of the guys that came out before you in Houston that you really you know, kind of got into? I mean, obviously, I'm sure the Ghetto Boys.
Yeah. I mean, the Ghetto Boys, you had Lester Surpace, you had King T, you had DJ Jazzy Red. I mean, it really wasn't a lot of rappers out here, man.
Yeah.
It's like we you know, when we started rapping and getting on the street corners and setting up battles, people used to be laughing at us like, man, what y'all doing, man? Y'all ain't in New York, man. Now, don't nobody rap down here. You know what I'm saying? We was like, and even then, the Ghetto Boys were barely doing it. You know what I'm saying? We were all on the underground circuit. They just got signed first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people was like, man, y'all don't know about to do that now and then. We was like, well, we're going to be one of the first ones, and we're going to create this shit. So, I mean, that's where it started from there, man. We laid the groundwork, man, for a lot of these. I think on that I'm Gangsta, I say I am the tree that grew the seeds in the down south hip-hop industry. Please respect my G. You know what I'm saying?
And that's crazy. That's crazy because, I mean, you hear that, folks. I mean, these guys are the originators. Because we had DJ Ready Red on few weeks ago, but he came from the East Coast. So did Bushwick. You know, so did I think yep. Prince Johnny C. So the original lineup only had one guy from Houston. You know what I'm saying? So really, technically, you know, you could say that, yeah, you guys, man, that's dope as shit, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. I really appreciate you guys laying that foundation because that, man, it really spawned a lot of classic albums and, you know, for fans like myself, you know what I'm saying, over the years. So that's what's up. But, man, I appreciate you once again coming on the show, man, such short notice. We're going to get off into one of your songs, I'm Gangster. What can you tell me about that song before we play?
That particular song, man, is talking about any of these MCs that think the SEC didn't lost anything. Like, why don't we get better with time, and it only gets better. The third verse is just actual true fact. The whole song is true fact, but the third verse tells an actual story of how this thing evolved with me and those who are around me, you know, Kim C, Bun B, Gangsta Nip, you know, I tell some facts in that last verse.
Man, that's what's up. And you know, you were on the show about a month and a half ago with Dopey, K Reno, and Point Blank. And what was it like to be on one show with all them guys, man?
Already, I mean, it was a beautiful thing because I was just coming home, so you know, to get up with all my brothers, man. You know, that was enlightening.
Yeah, well, it was a huge honor for me too. I was just to interview one of you guys is good, but you know, what I'm saying to interview all four of you guys at the same time. And of course, we missed Nip on that show, but he came on later. Now you're saying you was just coming home. Did you have to do a stint?
Yeah, I had to do a stint for 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
Well, man, welcome home, my brother. I'm glad you're back on the streets, man, and back out with your family where you need to be, man. Definitely.
The show.
You know, when you were in there, did you meet a lot of good rappers in there?
Oh yeah, definitely. Matter of fact, I'm working with a couple of cats that I was in there with right now. So you know, we put some things together. We kind of got out like one behind the other. So yeah. Definitely some high artists in there, man. You know, people live every day, man. And you know, sometimes, you know, people get caught up for certain reasons. You know, there are people in there that don't need to be in there, period.
And of course.
And that probably never need to come out, period. You know what I'm saying?
Thousands of them don't need to be in there, brother. Thousands.
Yeah.
So, like my brother Bad Black said from Chicago, he says, you know, a pen is a place where they stock brothers. The grave is a place where they drop others. And that's some of the realest shit I ever heard. Because, you know, it's getting out of hand right now. Shit's just crazy. But to the caller in Oklahoma, you're wondering where Klondike Cat was. He just told us. If you don't mind going into, you know, any kind of detail, what were you locked up for, brother?
Yeah, well, I was locked up, man, for really being around the wrong people, man, that they... I wasn't selling drugs, but they was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got up in the conspiracy thing of it, man. And, you know, me myself, I ain't never been about no snitching. I'm a G to my heart. So, you know.
She did that time.
You know what I'm saying? And just basically, man, and just staying totally away from that element, man, and just handling my business because I had 2 CDs worth of music I was getting ready to drop in. So, you know, I had Bond on something, Trey on something, Zero on something. I was just about to get Kiki on something, Holiday Poker. So all this is continued for now. You know, they already embraced it since I got home, so they ready.
They was ready for you. They was holding it down for you. That's what's up, man. Well, I'm glad you're home, man, and back out here making music, man, and giving it back to the fans. Because, I mean, you got one heck of a catalog already, but... Now I can only imagine what you're going to do to it, so.
Oh, boy. Well, that gangster will give him a taste, and that street life will give him a taste of what it is.
Yeah, we got both them songs. We're going to play both them songs, and again, I want to thank you. Before we go, can I get a drop from you?
Yeah,
this is the Murder Master Music Show, and, you know, my name's Prez, like President.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Yo, what up, what up? Chopping it up with Prez, Murder Mass Music. Man, we're going to do it again.
Okay, man. Sorry to put you on the spot, man.
Murder what?
Murder Master Music Show.
Murder Master Music Show, okay. Yo, what's up? Murder Master Music Show. Kicking it with my boy Prez. You know who it is. Live and Mercy of the One Contest Original Dada Klondike Cat. You know what I'm saying? It don't stop, man. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open, man. And keep listening to the good music on this radio show, baby. One.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, my brother. Hey, I want to thank you again for coming on. And, yo, please join us in the future, man. Anytime you want, man.
That's what's up.
You take care.
All right, one.
Yeah, definitely got to give props to Klondike Cat coming on the show like that, such short notice. And don't worry, we will have K Reno on. We've had him on before. You know what I'm saying? We'll definitely get him on again. You know, just some scheduling going on. He just dropped the album. He's running around like a chicken with his head cut off, so you know the man's real busy. But check out this song right here, Klondike Cat, I'm Gangster.
Y'all think it's a game, and you ain't gotta look for death, niggas. Just fuck with my change. You niggas spit heat, I walk straight to your flame. I spit verses that bring hearses, plus I shit on your name. Fool, watch how you handle me. 20 slugs through your canopy. You ain't fucking with Klondike Cat, not if you from the galaxy. The words that die by, so bitch niggas listen, no fine. You and your man did in the 69 position. Let's show the whole world just how faggot you are. The snake headed, the garbage, the fucking maggot you are. You never shine like the sun, cause you're dull and lack lust. You ain't a gangster, you holler slap bust, slap bust. I wish you speak on it, I'll end your career. Have you but naked on a whole stroll in a people bazaar. It's the hardest android artist, my gym is here. It's a hit order, a slaughter, and with penmanship. I'm gangster.
Warrior time and cowards run. Look in my eyes and see I'll handle my gun. This holler of code and you will surely get done. We don't let them talk and live where I come from. I'm gangster.
The sun goes down, comes back up.
And if you blink while I'm talking, that bitch gon' spit. And if you think I'm just talking, them slugs won't quit. Doc, put a bag on them, cause cuz can't shit. It's a heat seeker, burn that ass to a cinder. Dismember any pretender, sitting in a motherfucking coroner. Fuck fake friends, they plop in your hole. They plop in your dough. If you hustle, then they plop in your skull. If I could time travel backwards, I'd afford your mother. Slap your granny for having that hoe that had you, buster. Nigga, smile on my face while stabbing a knife through my liver. But I'm a warrior. Cat ain't no quitter. What's worse than that? You ain't even a starter. Your special little bit flow gets so plain to the fourth quarter. I slang coke, X, weed, and pit bulls, and nut off in your home. I feel that bitch get full. I'm gangster.
Warrior fight and cowards run. Look in my eyes and see I'll handle my gun. This hard of the code and you will surely get done. We don't let them talk and live where I come from. I'm gangster.
The sun goes down, comes back up again.
Solos to my name, and all of them classics. 20 guns to your head, and all of them plastic. Situations coming at you, and all of them drastic. It's the aggravated acid tosser, underground rhyme ball, some underworld crime ball. Jail took some time off, subject matter's dying off. I'm back to cut your shine off. You can wear a crown, kid, but you taking mine off. I shed faces with two short and bone gloves. DJ Action Scarface, when he see me, he give me home love. The cuts with Willie D, smoke victory with Bushwick Bill. My gangsta nip right, Chucky, 3 feet from Southfield. Same trap, Bun B and Pimp C. Used to freak when they was hungry for the game. Young in the league, but they still hungry for the game. So history gets defeated. Klondike Cat was flipping flows right after Michael Jackson beat it. Got you astral, self-conscious, is he still that guard? Did they time freeze his brain? Cause he's still that hard. He ain't serving them chickens no more, but he's still that gnawed. And you can sign 1,000 MCs and won't feel my void. You can snitch where I lay at, we'll kill that noise. Flush you out where you hide at and peel that boy. And before they close the book on the South Side rap, they gon' have to write my name from the front to the back. I'm gangster.
Warrior fight and cowards run. Look in my eyes and see I'll handle my gun. This heart of the cold and you will surely get done. We don't let them talk and live where I come from. I'm gangster.
gangster, I maneuver with gangsters.
Warrior fight and cowards run. Look at my eyes and see I'll handle my gun. They follow the code and you will surely get done. We don't let them talk and live where I come from. I'm gangster.
The sun goes down, comes back up again still.
I'm gangster.
My whole movement is gangster, I maneuver with gangsters.
Yeah, it was a huge honor to have Klondike Cat on. We had him on before, you know what I'm saying, with the rest of the SBC, but by himself. That was pretty cool. I didn't know dude just got out the penitentiary. So, man, 4 years straight, man. That's you know what I'm saying, that's horrible, you know what I'm saying. So it's good to have him back. You know what I'm saying, he's definitely going to be getting us more music. As a matter of fact, we got another song of his to play. But first, you know, we got to touch on a new show that's going to debut this Saturday. I'm going to bring on the two hosts, these two goofballs, Six and homeboy Mac J.
Yo.
What's up, brothers?
Hello.
So, hey, what's up with that new Blog Talk unmuted voice, man? That's fucking funky.
I don't know, man. That's
you guys got
what up, Six?
Hey, what up, Mac? Here it is. That's two-thirds of Saturday's lineup, man. We're doing shouts out to the other co-hosts, man, Velvet over there.
We're
about to get
you
live on Saturday.
So you guys are with six hosts, and I already know off top there's going to be some crazy shit. Can you give us any kind of preview, or are you just going to surprise us?
Shit. I can give you the premise of the show. It's basically the three of us. You gotta have a more important opinion than everybody else who's gonna call in. Because let's face it, one day in any of our lives is much more important to the general world as opposed to any fucking people who's gonna fucking call in. But y'all are welcome to call in and share your ideas and thoughts. And you know, we'll let you know what you think about it. And just maybe it's okay, but for the most part, you get told off because you're probably a piece of shit listening to this.
We ain't scared to tell you ain't shit to your face.
Yeah, that's the premise. But, you know, we got lots of things planned. We're talking entertainment. If all of the hit Red Don from back in the day, Patrick Swayze, fucking sucks. That's all I'm going to say about that. We can't get into that on Saturday. Any of the audience wants to watch it again, it's on Netflix, and you can hear a great discussion about that on Saturday.
That's what's up, man. Well, I hope some dumb fucks call in and you guys mutilate them. You're gonna now another thing we like to do, man. We like to prank people and shit. You gonna do any live pranks at all? Or?
Shit, we might. There's a few people I know I think we need to handle. A few bits.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to work on right now too. I'm gonna try to find something hot because y'all had me dying laughing with that other shit. So we gotta get something bigger.
And since we're here, I'm going to announce this. We'll do like this to call. Any listener out there who wants to do a prank call with us, I'll take some of y'all on. Hit me on Facebook while I do the show. Give me a number. Y'all call in or whatever, and we'll set that shit up. We'll do that shit live on air for you. But hey, if you call and I don't like your fucking voice, your sort of funky voice, some accent I don't like, I'm going to tell you to your face.
Well, see, I'm gonna play a commercial, man. Everybody tune in Saturday, 7 p.m. West Coast, and it's KFYB, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube Radio.
9 p.m. Central.
Mac got the sports, Nova got news, and I got telling you motherfuckers off.
That's what's
no
up.
Doubt.
Everybody tune into that shit.
The fuck have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man, around 7 p.m.? Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that haven't been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why don't you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music, man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick it with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
Welcome. Welcome. This is your boy Psycho Nip, you know what I'm saying? And this is the Murder Master Music Show, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by my homeboy Prez, you know what I'm saying? The president of this shit. And I'll be the psycho in this shit.
Yo, 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 check this shit out. It's your boy Gangsta Nip, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been checking the internet, you know what I'm saying? Facebook. It's been a lot of motherfucking rumors about who created horrorcore rap. What I call it, psycho rap.
I'm coming up out the casket, I'ma get up out this motherfucker. Been a killer crook or two. Blades coming out the casket, show them what the butchers do. Hang him on the meat rack, switch it to the feet rack. On the crew of real psychopath, I eat that. This ain't a game, homie, I done been through it. You wanna sit right there, nigga, watch me do it. I only eat brains, partner, hide your wife. Blank, pass me the 4K Reno slide tonight. Murder one, set the table, then go get the glasses. The blood coming out the jaw, slow as molasses. The king of the psych shit, believe that there. Everything we don't eat, Bushwick, leave that there. Man, I've been searching for a kid like that. Cause I might get hungry for a midnight snack. I was born like this, is how I get this done. Inside my psych mind is where I get this from. One, and it comes to two, to the three and four. Five dead bodies on the floor. Six, seven, to the eight, to the nine and ten. Need a big pot to put them in. Now stir that bitch with a spoon for leverage. The culinary arts, body, food, and beverage. Your ass better run, cause you're living in fear. On a horse with no head like Paul Revere. Jordan on a fast break, look at his vertical. I never carry guns, all my weapons are surgical. Deep game, that's the reason the rats ran. From shit x-rays, MRIs, and CAT scans. I got a sinister memory, real life flesh eater, plus a sucker for chemistry. Yes. Since the day I was born in the world to uphold horrorcore, I was sworn in. The best I possess, psychotic energy, imagination full of murder and graphic imagery. Anytime you want a battle, then come and see me. Horrible scenes that's too deadly for TV. Y'all done pissed me off, you shouldn't have got me started. Resurrect the worst killers and the dearly departed. You're not from South Park, let's get this clear. Cause we don't eat meat, we eat humans here. Step into the mind state of UFOs. We alone in the galaxy, no one knows. Area 51 makes me leery, but the evidence don't support astronomer's theory. So I pose a question of facts and fiction, a photographic memory of that depiction of life on another planet other than ours, or plants from another world other than flowers. You horrorcore rappers, kneel before me, slice your wrist, let your blood spill before me. Before it hits the ground, I'll be there. To catch each drop, nigga, y'all be well. You better run fast when you hear a gun blast. Connect your brain cells, then I hook it to Comcast. And watch SportsCenter, cause I'm willing and able. Confess to the laws I've been stealing cable. You made it hardcore, nigga, step in the fire. We hang from a wire, we up in the dryer. Surrounded by dark thoughts, it's my desire. Add two cups of bleach, we'll see who's the liar. While I start to drink, you'll start to expire. Your head starts to swell about as big as a tire. I might let you slide if you come. Call me fire. Now get off my motherfucking Oscar Mayer. Horror movie rap, I created this shit. Then these fake ass rappers duplicated this shit. Then these other motherfuckers imitated this shit. Bitch made record companies integrated this shit. Now I'm about to take revenge like a sniper, nigga. Body parts type of windshield wipers, nigga. I accept credit cards, bring them visas with ya. Only way I lose a battle, you bring Jesus with ya.
You know what I'm talking about? Nigga, prove it to me if you created this shit, but I doubt that you can, motherfucker.
See, that's what's up right there. That's how the fuck you defend your fucking style of music. You know what I'm saying? You gotta bring it to him. Now, this cat's been doing this for years, and he feels, you know what I'm saying, certain individuals bit his style. You know, a lot of people, some people say, oh, Lynch created it, or this one or that one created it. I'm sure he's more or less talking to these cats, the thousands upon thousands that do hardcore CDs now, and, you know, people like ICP and shit like that. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly who he's talking to, but, you know, I commend him for sticking up for his fucking shit. And speaking of Jesus Christ, I want to take a special time to, you know, thank him. I want to thank Buddha. I want to thank Mithra. I want to thank the Dracons. I want to thank all the fucking mythical figures in the sky, because they're the basis for swooping my new show. Well, actually, you know, it's hosted by Brother Herod and Brother Solomon. It's called The Church Reality every Sunday at noon Central. Last week, we actually talked to a priest after about 10 different attempts. But this week, if all goes well, we will be talking to a rabbi. And this rabbi happens to think that the show we're just getting some information about him. Well, he's an Orthodox Jew, and unfortunately, he is going to be a victim of Me and Swoop, because we are going to fight back. There's a sick ritual that the Orthodox Jews do, which recently was brought to my attention. I didn't even know this existed here in America, but then again, everything is possible here in America. It's where after they do the circumcision, they perform this thing. It actually has a fucking name. I can't even pronounce it. Like whatever the fuck you want to say, but what the media calls it is oral suction, where the rabbi pedophile child molester will basically put his mouth on the baby's dick and suck the blood out of it. Fuck that. That needs to be exposed. Just recently, Mayor Bloomberg put a ban on it, a temporary ban. Now, you got to keep in mind, he's been allowing this to go on for years and decades. He put a temporary ban because a third child died from contracting type C herpes or some shit like that. Fuck that shit. Those pedophiles need to be stopped. Now, this particular rabbi who I talked to tonight, he actually is a member of the Orthodox Jewish community. He actually more or less does that particular ritual. So we're going to get him on the show. We're going to ask him, you know, what the fuck's up, and then boom, fuck that. That's all I could say. Tune in on noon Sunday. Here's the intro to our show, just to give you an idea. We're not bashing religion. We're just bashing the idiots of religion. You know, if you believe in Buddha, or you believe in the sun, or the Great Spirit, whatever the fuck it is, and it makes you a better person, you don't impose it on anybody, you don't force it down anybody's throat, fine. But if you're one of these motherfuckers that does sick rituals, won't get your kid medical attention because you think Jesus is going to heal him, and then your poor kid dies, or one of these Scientology goofballs from fucking Hollywood likes to fuck masseuses and other gay freaks in hotels. If you're one of them sick fucks, man, fuck you. Get off my goddamn rock and find another planet. Get on your ship like those idiots that cut their balls off and went on the goddamn comet 10 years ago, and go with them motherfuckers. Here's the intro to The Church Reality with Brother Herod and Brother Solomon.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to The Church of Reality, a place where everything is real and truth is guaranteed. A place where judgment is not passed, and a place where we don't put up with this.
You are going to see the truth when the rapture of the body of Jesus Christ is removed from this planet.
Reality. I love that intro because at first it's all peaceful, and then you notice when the Exorcist beat comes on, that's when we start playing clips of the people who actually sound like they're fucking possessed. You know, and it's crazy. You know, some of these fucks, they speak in tongues, and we're going to try to get one of those goofballs on the show eventually. People of all religions are welcome, but we don't want, like I said, we don't want to have people on there that are decent people who practice religion and don't bother nobody. You know, we don't want that. We want the goofballs. We want the idiots that talk in baby language. We want the freaks that dance with rattlesnakes. We want cocksuckers that go to the funerals of dead soldiers. That's what we want on the show. So if you know any religious wackos, go to ugsforlife.com, contact us. We'd be more than happy to humiliate them in front of the fucking world. Fuck them. But speaking of church reality, my co-host Swoop just dropped a free fucking album called Full Blooded. He dropped it. You can go to ugsforlife.com and check it out. It's also, you know, Dad Piff. But if you go to, man, I forget the name of the site that it's on. But if you go to, I think it's SoundClick or some shit like that. If you go there, he's in a contest. Yeah, you go to SoundClick. He's doing real good for the title track off down Full Blooded, which I'm going to play in a minute. But every time you go to ugsforlife.com and plays that song, tell everybody to go there and let's help the brother get some views up. He's doing real good with that shit over there on SoundClick. You know, out of like 200,000-300,000 songs, he's up like near the top. He's doing real good. So, you know, we got to support him. This is the song Full Blooded. You know what I'm saying? Again, spitting some knowledge, some substance. None of this fuckboy swaggy bullshit. We don't play that shit here.
Man, this song right here is called Full Blooded, man. It's about being just a fool, man. It's about, you know, going against the grain, man. Going against the word of the government. Going against the word of the officials, the people that try to put you in order and try to control you and make you do what they want you to do, man. It's about being yourself. It's about representing for your people and staying true to everything you are inside, man. It's the blood that runs through you. It's that full blood.
Full-blooded, say what I think, worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full-blooded, say what I think, worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full-blooded, I stay double, in trouble, talk and mumble, keep the rumble, in the trunk slapping. Still saggy, still wearing dickies with some chucks, stay packing. Open carry, get your ass buried. 22, 38, 45, the shit buried. Situation, got me cautious. I stay sipped up, don't slip in the coffin. Motherfuckers wanna see me get shot, cause I say fuck the church, government, and cops. They all plot, plan extermination. You think not, homie, get your education. This shit's real with it. I won't deal with it. I'ma stand up cause a fool can't live with it. I refuse to change, won't bow down to your game. I'm full blooded and a fool gon' remain the same. I'm full blooded, say what I think, worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full blooded, say what I think, worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full blooded, stay butted. Guys coming, tell your brother, start running. They wanna get you scared and locked up in their culture. Don't eat the meat, cause that meat ain't kosher. They got them chemicals, you get cancer from it. You can feel the devil or that goddamn media coming. I fear the law, man. He's a real threat. They done it to the states and some real dead. They try to infiltrate rap music, change it up. Take away the gangster, make these rapping kids beg as fuck. Brainwash the youth, that's exactly what they do. They wanna do it to me and you, but I'm a motherfucking fool. I'ma live for me, white feet are still rocking. Windows rolled down, blasted straight out of Compton. I refuse to change, won't bow down to your game. I'm full blooded and a fool gon' remain the same. I'm full blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink, I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink, I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite.
You know I'm a motherfucking fool, man. I got these lawyers, politicians, the government officials, the police authorities, man. People trying to put these motherfucking labels on us, parental advisory and all that, man. I just say no.
I'm full blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite. I'm full blooded, say what I think. Worse when I drink. I don't mean to preach, but someone's gotta teach the kids about the cheats, the crooked cops and thieves, and the government elite.
The homeboy Swoop right there, full blooded, off the album. It's for free. It's not a mixtape. It's an album, all original beats. You know what I'm saying? For you, the listener. You know, we do a lot of shit for free for you guys, man. Definitely. It's you know, the true fans of rap music, the underground. We gotta support you guys, and you guys gotta support us. So make sure you go out, download that album. You know what I'm saying? Get the brothers' views up. I'm gonna take a caller right now. Say what's up. How you doing?
You.
Yeah. Who is this?
Yeah, oh, this Chill Gibby, First Fam Radio, man.
First Fam Radio in the building, man. What's up, Chill? How you doing, brother?
Man, you know I had to call in and support my brothers, man.
Man, that's
you know
what's
what I mean?
Up.
Just want to say you're doing a wonderful job there, man, you know what I mean, and bringing these legends on and letting everybody know what it is out here. And the song you just played, I don't know if the listeners was out there paying attention, man, but they need to pay attention to them lyrics, man, because we living in them, man.
That's real shit, Chill. And yeah, I also want to commend you, man, for First Fam Radio. You got that thing going like every day. How many times you do First Fam now?
Nah, man, about 5 days, man.
5 days a week.
And I take my break on the weekend, man. You know, I try to get the interviews going. I try to keep everybody in tune with the street. You know what I mean? What's going on with this mess America? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I try a lot, man. But, you know, I support this underground movement, man. You know what I mean? The Illuminati, man. You already know.
Oh, definitely. Now, me, man, I'll tell you, I was doing 2 shows a week with the Murder Master, but to get the guests, it's just impossible. How the fuck do you do 5? I have a hard enough time doing 1.
Hey, you know what I do? I'm going to tell you the trick to mine. A lot of my shows be pre-recorded, right? And what I do is, like, before I even go on air, I have them pre-recorded. I might wake up early in the morning and make my calls, and I talk to everybody. You know what I mean? And we put the music together, and by the time, you know, it's time for us to air, we got almost 2 to 3 hours worth of music that we can't even get to really to play, you know what I'm saying, because we only on for 2 hours. But, you know, we just go ahead and, you know, we had a show chopped up. So, like, someone calls in, after the music goes off, man, we normally take the call, man. But that's how we get it off.
Yeah. Definitely. I remember last time I was on, you had a brother, Mac J, was telling me we had who was that? I-20 was on there.
I-20, yeah.
Trying to let him see a little reason. I don't think he saw it, but you know it is what it is. You know, you do a good job of you know what I'm saying, exposing this shit and coming right at these people, man, and letting them know, man. There's something much more sinister involved that's going on. You know, so
They know, they're aware of it because you know whenever someone's aware of it, they be quiet because they, you know. It's almost like if you was a cop on the police force and you seen some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good example of that. If you ever watched the movie Man on the Leg. You know how they turned their back on the guy he's supposed to have been, escorting the guy for the diamond, and then he stole it from himself and then framed him for it. And he went and wasted 2 years of his life in prison and all that.
Similar
stuff, man. You know, like, we all in the same game, man, and if we against each other, then they win.
They shut it down, yeah, and there's so many that's just on a totally different page. But, man, I want to thank you for always having me and my brother Six on the show. I mean, we've been on your show about, 10 times, it seems like, so.
All the time, man. Y'all always welcome, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Always, well, man. Whoever, anybody that's with y'all, man. Friends of mine, man.
Definitely.
You guys don't approve of them. I don't approve of them.
That's what's up. And hey, that's some loyal UGS shit, man. We appreciate that. And get us a commercial for First Fan, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll play it on our shows. We got about 4 shows over here at UGS Radio, so, you know, we definitely we'll put that in rotation, man, for sure.
Okay, I definitely got you, man. You know what I mean? Same thing over here, man. We over there bumping that Big Black, you know what I mean, man, that Welcome to Purgatory. Got a couple other joints, man. I don't want to mess nobody's names up, but they all in rotation over there, man. And anybody that's tuned into this show, man, I'm telling y'all, this is one of the hottest shows out right now on the internet, man. Y'all need to get this wave right now, man.
Definitely. Hey, thanks for calling.
I appreciate y'all having me on air, man. You know, I was just calling and listening to my brothers, man, you know.
Man, anytime, chill. You take care, man.
All right, bro. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. That's the brother Chill, man. First Fam Radio, definitely affiliates. You know, they're on the compilation, man. He's on the compilation with the, you know what I'm saying, One Nation with the Thrill Hoods, man, from Malaysia. So if that's not that unity, I don't know what the fuck is. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of shit UGS is about right there. So, you know, much respect to him. But, man, yeah, we were just talking about these lamestream rappers, man, and how they're so out of tune with, you know what I'm saying, this rap music. And I think we're going to play this new C-Mob joint, The Antidote, self-titled off his new album. Go out and cop that shit. C-Mob, man, he's another one of those guys that gets overlooked. But this is The Antidote right here. It's killing the mainstream.
When they fall through, cats with talent will be eaten right. I'm coming at you like a missile. hold your bummy bitch ass on Judge Alex. You scared me too, then you took me for the pin. Yes, you grew that beard and try to hide the pussy on your chin. You're a coward, you can't even handle business like a man. So you steal from struggling artists for some riches in your hand. But I ain't tripping, what goes around comes around. So shame on you for stealing from the underground, bitch.
Yeah. It's time to take the rap game back to how it used to be. Back to that same, back when it was about lyricism. You know what I'm saying? When motherfuckers had something to say. Fuck this bullshit that you hear on the radio all the time. All this bandwagon ass shit. One person gets famous off some bullshit and then everybody else tries to copy it. You know what I'm saying? Just a bunch of goofy ass looking clones and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get back to that real shit. Welcome to the antidote. Yeah.
That's what's up right there. Man, that dude just murders the fucking mainstream. But, we're going to kill him again. We're going to kill him again, man. We got the Bad Black with Liar. It's coming up to off the new project, UGS for Life, coming real soon. Just talked to JT Money, man. He's about to get his verse done, so we're going to have the title track to that song done real soon. Yeah, shit's coming along. 2013, look out for some shit. The end of this year, look out for some shit. Jerry's working on the Gangsta Crow mixtape. That should be done soon. We'll have that out for you. Right now, all I can say is go download that Swoop album, Full Blooded, for free. Go get the album that he dropped a couple months prior to that, Broke and Famous, $5. So for $5, you think about it, you get two albums. You know what I'm saying? 30 tracks worth of music. Dope shit. Also, my brother Six is featured on the Full Blooded album. You know what I'm saying? He had a little cameo appearance on there. So, you know what I'm saying? Go get if for anything, man, just to hear Swoop going off or Six going off at some bitches. You know, that's always some funny shit right there. But here we go. Bad Black, Liar, killing these fucking swaggots once again right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah, Bad Black, motherfucker. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya. Fuck a undercover cop, they be posing as a rap star. Fuck you and your label, what at, ma? You wanna pull guns, meet me in the street. You wanna battle rap, meet me on the beat. Peace or not, but them dudes ain't great. Now and if they wanna die, meet me in the graveyard. Come to your show, snatch your ass off stage. Beat him till that motherfucker screams okay. Fuck that, don't stop. Stomp that bitch till he shit blood clots. He in witness protection, I heard the feds got him. Shoot him in the foot, now we rockin' red bottom. Up boots and jiggins, fuck your truck fit. Even baby monkey ass won't rock that fuck shit. You signed with a faggot that bought some street cred. But y'all niggas steal this softer than wheat bread. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honey. You and papaya. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya. An ignorant ass rapper, cut your dreads, motherfucker.
What's a double to a Glock?
A dead motherfucker. Torch him and scorch him, yeah, then I'm killing him. Put pressure on the back and make them lose their equilibrium. Then take his bitch and make her give me face front. And bust a big nut on that whole lace front. Bad Black motherfucker, bow down in my presence. You know you're the king when you're pissing off the peasants. Cut his ear off, soak him in the Smirnoff. Before you kill him, burn his motherfucking beard off. Demolition, we loot, cock and shoot. Blow the roof off and poop like Rachmaninoff. If you wanna fight back, motherfucker, go ahead. Fuck around and come up short like a midget with no legs. Come to the side, you can't get past us. Stop lying, turnkey, shut your bitch ass up.
Yeah.
You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya. You ain't a G, you a motherfucking liar. I'm the king, bow down to the sire. When I catch you on the block, I'ma try ya. Fruity motherfucker, honeydew and papaya.
Underground, uprising.
That's exactly what we got to do. We got to come at these swaggots every fucking angle. That's what UGS is all about. Always go to UGSforLife.com. Callers, call in right now, 714-409-0548. You got any questions? You want to address some shit? You have any ideas for the show? As far as guests go, whatever you want, man, just let me know. As far as format, it's just me rambling and fumbling words, technical difficulties, but you're always guaranteed a legend in good music, so don't mind the host, just enjoy the music. Of course, me calling people out and shit, bunch of faggots, never call in, you know, that's what it is. You know, it's a Murder Master Music Show. This ain't on no professional level by far, by any means. But you definitely, I want to tell you what, this Saturday, you definitely got to look out for KFYB, because, you know, Six, Velvet Rose, and, you know, the homie Mac J, they're putting in a lot of work for the show. I mean, they're doing it professional. They're doing their homework on this shit. They're not just coming on talking and you know, doing anything. They're really giving you a show, so... I'm anxious to hear it myself, so definitely check that out. 7 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. East Coast time. And if you're a midget, you can't watch it because you probably need to be in bed before that comes on. So just catch it on download. But we gotta get into more music, man. But before we do, I want to recommend that you guys, any inspiring MC that's getting in the game right now, you got a little bit of cash. I mean, we're not out to break your bank. You got to fuck with us, UGSforLife.com/services. Now, we got a package. It's only $300. You get artwork from the Homeboy Six, legendary graphic artist. You get audio work from Jerry, mixing, mastering, you know what I'm saying? The whole details are there. I'll write a bio for you. You get some promotions on the Internet, email blast, the whole nine. You'll get on, like, three or four different radio shows. You get on a podcast, all for $300. You know what I'm saying? Spend your money with vets. We got almost 40 years combined in this fucking bitch. You know what I'm saying? I got about 15, 16, 6 got 11 or 12. Jerry got about 10. I mean, come on, man. We're giving you professional shit. So definitely check us out. You know what I'm saying? Don't go spend no money with, you know what I'm saying, somebody that's not proven. You know, and on top of that, when you spend money with us, you're helping this movement grow. You know what I'm saying? You're helping UGS. You know what I'm saying, get bigger and bigger. Because our main goal, ultimately, is to go at the fucking the mainstream. We're the opposition. It's us. It's us against them, the haves versus the have-nots. And we got to bring it to them, man, but we need your help. We need all you to help. So support us. Get that fucking promo package. Anybody you know that's rapping and wants to get to the next level, tell them to hit us up, UGSforLife.com. Let's take a caller here. Hey, what's up? Hey, you're live. Hello? Okay. Somebody either don't want to talk or somebody had technical difficulties. It's probably Blog Talk Radio, this fucking thing. I swear, I'm getting another free month for this. It's fucking bullshit. But we're going to get off into some music here in a minute. We'll be right back in the Murder Master Music Show.
You want to make it anywhere in the entertainment industry, and I give a fuck what you're trying to do, but you can be a musician in any genre. You can be a model trying to make some money off your image, or you can be an escort trying to make money in other ways. Or hell, you can just be some dude in the alleyway holding a lead pipe in his right hand, ready to beat some dude's face in and make some money with the footage you film in your left. It don't matter though, you will need promotions, and that's when UGS Promotion steps in. We offer you decades of experience, man, because we've been around together, like I said, decades in the game. And we work with everybody, from Golden Platinum artists to underground legends. So that means any industry you can name, any damn near any underground cat you can name, we work with them. The list goes on. And anything you need, we can hand it in. Let me tell you about the team. Art department, who the fuck else do you need? The one and only you hearing them right now, man. I get at you with quality service you can't get nowhere else. Customer service that can't be beat. And shit, who the fuck else does it like me? Album covers, DVD covers, flyers, posters, models, we open up services for you too, so hit me up. We do all that shit. And then we move on to the fucking audio department. Jerry Anthony Mateo, this motherfucker is a bad dude when it comes to sound. You want one song mixed and mastered, or you want your whole album done, it don't matter. He can do that shit. Professional level sound at bargain basement prices. Get at the man. And then you talk promotions, what's the first thing that comes up? It's going to be press. You need a press kit. You want a bio. You want EPKs. You want anything. Get at the fucking veteran. Murder Dog Magazine itself. President Beta. And hell, you know what? We can get our services separate, but why just get one service when you can get all of them at a discount rate at UGSocietyMovement.com/services. Hit it up, folks. Get a package deal. Get all of our services at one good fucking price. Or if you want, get us individually and hit us up separately if you need to, Chris. We're here to work with your budget. Get at us. UGSocietyMovement.com/services. UGS Promotions.
A lot of haters taking shots at me, but taking the aim. I can't help it.
Yeah, that right there, Lord Infamous. You know what I'm saying? He calls himself the king of horrorcore. Gangsta Nip calls himself the king of horrorcore. I do know this, man. I didn't hear about 3-6 Mafia till I want to say mid-90s. But then again, I'm from up north. You know, I had to go down to Kentucky to hear it from my friend. But I know they were doing it in the early 90s. But Nip, you heard K. Reno, man. He was doing that shit back in 87. But, you know, it don't matter who started it, man. Much respect to both them cats. They're both putting out good music. But speaking of Houston, and you know, we used to at the old Murder Master Music Show, we play, a old school cut every show, man. I'm playing self-titled Willie D song, man. This song is fucking classic to me, man, because this motherfucker, to me, is the hardest song off that Willie D Controversy album. It should have been a solo song on the following Ghetto Boys album, too, definitely. Whenever Rap-A-Lot puts out greatest hits, they never put this song on there. The only one they put by Willie D is Ball-Headed Hoes, you know, which it's an all right song. The video is kind of funny, but, man, it ain't nothing like this. This is Willie D by Willie D right here in the Murder Master Music Show, 1989.
Five-O's on my motherfucking back, cause I'm a young black with a badass Cadillac. I can't ride down the motherfucking street without being a rap or some bullshit. Police fucking with me like a thug, pulling me over fucking switching the drugs. They look dumb when they say I ain't got none, so they take me down for the shotgun that I keep in the front seat. Benny dumb motherfucker fuck with me, charge me bitch, give me a bun. I'll be out before the motherfucking paperwork's done, having fun with my friends, doing the same damn shit all over again. Cause they ain't been paid like a sucker by no donut eating ticket right motherfucker. They can't stand and still brother make it. I ain't got no keys, so stop fucking with me before you make me mad. And I put out a hit to take care of your ass. I bought none, motherfucker. If I catch the in-street clothes, I'm a buffer. Tap on your ass for making me disgusted. That'll teach your ass not to fuck with. I'm a lover, not a fucker. Bitches on my dick like a tight-ass rubber. Keeping my shit hard as wood. Not because I eat them good, because I treat them good. Chop, chop, chopping motherfuckers up. Hard as motherfucker, he don't give a fuck. I can leave down with me. Combine, we kick more ass than ACD. Get down from a crowd in a second. Ain't the average fake motherfucker on a racket. Live the life that I sing about. Make a stupid ass move, and you'll find out. I don't give a fuck where you come from, son. I ain't taking shit off of nobody, because I'm... Can't like a motherfucking fool, so don't put me in the goddamn mood. Blood rushing is whole shit. All the bad motherfuckers are dead, and that's no shit. I ain't playing on another man's wishes. I'm too busy fucking with the bitches. Wouldn't give a damn if my friend fucked my gal. As long as you told me, we still pals. Let him slide, cause I'm on another level. But get the bitch ass sometimes get better. And let a stupid ass go. Cause run a hoe, don't stop no goddamn show. I feel an ass to a trauma when I pack a shit instead of back to a mama. Cause I'd rather have an ugly chick than a hard head, fine ass pretty bitch who ain't down. Want me to hound like her pussy's the only one in town. I tell a bitch to get on, cause pussy ain't nothing but meat on a bone to. Yeah, I don't understand these stupid ass motherfuckers beating on their women for fucking over, but still cut for them like a motherfucking pup cup of sucking dick. Why in the hell you wanna give a bitch an A when she deserves a C? It's time for you motherfuckers to listen to me. I got three bitches who know each other, but it's cool cause I'm a motherfucker. I take a mile, spend a lot of money, but ain't no damn bitch gonna run me. They give each other respect. Whoever fucks up, I put him in check. So before you clown, you should know this. She might be your gal, but she's my bitch. Hoes like a drug dealer die, and mosey on down to the next damn guy. All your friends say, girl, you look stunning. But bitch, your turn is coming. Fight over, bitch, what for? I lose one and gain seven more.
You's a lying motherfucker.
I'ma show you I'm not. Bitch, stop sucking my dick. Tell him what I got.
Seven women in the palm of his hand. Willie D.
I've been anxious to your waiting for you niggas to drop a baton. The cypher's back, not a sniper's back. And while you bitch niggas Babylon, I spit burning acid warning signs of Babylon.
please stop it. I stroke the hunted drum with a strum when I let go. Bullets hit your skin and rip your flesh like Velcro. Run that cat, I ain't your average rigmarole. I cut juggler slow, I stay shoveling snow. That's what the smuggler's for, hit it across the state line. This is rapid fire, Teflon, you bitches lay down. In case you niggas ain't knowing, I'm reppin' Ace Town. Foes smoking guns, smoking, dropping a spray plate clown.
Fuck boy. you like the man is doing voodoo. Fruity boo, watermelon, we ain't cool. Fool me once, never twice, I'm no fool. What made you think I'm brand new? Took my kindness for weakness, that's what hoes do. I should've known, but fuck it, if you're gonna keep run your lips, keep my name in your mouth. Keep blowing like a psycho, keep going. I ain't tripping, I'm calling you out. Do something, do something more than music. I'll go ballistic, animalistic with a nice stick and all black. How's that for being generic? Being psychopathic is a part of my characteristic. Don't believe me, test me, trick. I'm feeling sick, infected with the triple six. Cut your tongue off with your lips. Turn the blender on, make you drink the mix. Use your arm to break your wrist. After I break it off, just hold the kick. Throwing fixes in the air, I'm feeling triple wish. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. You's a fuck boy, and you know it, ho. And you know it, ho. And you know it, ho.
Hey, what's up, ladies? So, you're from around these parts, eh? Yeah, I'm from Saskatchewan. What's up in Canada, eh? You American ladies, you've been out to Saskatchewan, eh?
Hey, style music, music, music. And we trying to see our money touch the sky this year.
Got money to the fizz eye, that's why. Got money to the fizz, got money to the fizz eye, that's why. Got money to the fizz, got money to the fizz eye, that's why. Got money to the fizz, got money to the fizz eye, that's why. Outside, got money to the fizz eye, that's why. Got money to the fizz, got money to the fizz eye, that's why. Got money to the fizz, got money to the fizz eye, that's why. Got money to the fizz, got money to the fizz eye, that's why. Outside,
I got money by the ton, and plus I got a gun. So when I pull it out, you motherfuckers better run. Ain't doing this for fun. I'm trying to have chips. Keep talking all that shit and I'ma stop you in your lip. Nigga, don't trip. How much money I got and if I'm rich, just know we put it down and we be coming with them hits. Keep a nine on my hip, so you know I never slip. Out here trying to get my grip, so I can make my money flip. Bitch, niggas better skip. Yeah, you see me on my grind, only money on my mind. Gotta try to stack it high till my money reaches the sky. You know why? This is space style. Never rap or freestyle. Represents fact town.
Got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. I'm flat out. Got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. I'm flat out.
Money to this gizzard like it's frying on the plank. 747, I'm high off Mary Jane. Presidential suites, limousine, it's all gang. Fresh J's on my feet, my jeans still sad. Still got the tag, shit straight from Japan. In my pocket, got a couple grand. Wrapped in a rubber band, tell these fools who I am. Hondo and emo, doesn't make. Crowd favors, veterans, all about our pay. High maintenance, bosses influenced by the culture. Married to the game, that's what I said at the altar. Offshore bank account stocks and bonds. Real estate, interstate, stacking funds. Put a cake on a plate with a copper bun. All you haters say hello to my top right now.
Got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. I'm flat to fat. Got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. I'm flat to fat.
Motherfucker, stay focused. I'm coming for the number one.
stars that I'm knowing. Way off into a whole nother zone. When it's all said and done, I'ma still be standing at the thickest individual you niggas ever saw. Laying on the lawn with the nigga wood, try to draw two shots and leave him laying on the floor. A rapper to the goal. When niggas wanna fit up in the grill, ski mask pulling off, get go. I'm going all out, better yet I'm going in. With my seeds in the sky, to these bitches come and bury me. And this is the paper, because the nigga gotta get it. Can't nobody hold me down, they even try to judge me. I'll be causing destruction, no smashing and crossing everything you put in my path. I am the Prince of Chicago, and I am the best at what I do, but you don't know how. Went from a nobody scratching the car, my way up to the top, but now that I'm here, with all my might, I'm gonna fight, get a game like, it's bitch, this real shit. Whole life. Beat them all about my paper. To turn, cause them battle crap old is insane. Go against the grain. Let the bitches have it, it's a habit to get the gotta go Kurt Cobain. They even wear daddy's name straight up in my enemies and already the sick and destroy it. I'm playing. Flesh in my flesh, blood in my blood. We cannot stop, nigga, we here for good. Off in the booth, marinating the illegal smoke, representing the goons in the hood. This is what I do, I'm on the grind. Never let another nigga stop my shine. For the rain, see the snow, I'ma get it in the middle of the night. And the cops are keeping me from mine. That's whole life. Bitch, I'm all about my paper.
Ja Rista right there on Life off his mixtape, you know what I'm saying, on My Throne Volume 1. Go to ugsforlife.com/mixtapes. Get that shit if you ain't got it. Support the brother, man. He's definitely been putting it down in the shot for many years, you know what I'm saying. As part of the fam right there, Droked Out Demolition too well, you know what I'm saying. Definitely putting his shit down as veterans, not this Chief Keef bullshit that you hear in the fucking radio. You know what I'm saying, that stuff is, I don't know, man, it's crazy. Recent headlines, man, I don't know if you heard, this other rapper who was dissing Chief Keef, 16, 17-year-old kid, I just saw on my Facebook earlier, he was dissing Chief Keef, the kid gets killed, and then Chief Keef tweets about something. He says something like, too bad, it's a shame, he was starting to even sound like me, and then he put, you know, laughing my fucking ass off. So it's like, what a bastard. You know what I'm saying? A kid gets killed, a mother loses a son, and this fuckboy clown is laughing about it. You know what I'm saying? So fuck that shit, man. We're definitely anti-mainstream, anti-lamestream to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, and matter of fact, going to be in a crazy situation next week. Me and the homie Big Zach, you know what I'm saying, our brother Desmond, we're going to be up at this fucking fair in this small-ass town. Big Zach's going to be selling his CDs. I'm going to be selling the Fuck the Illuminati CDs in the same tent with about two or three Christian people selling their CDs, selling Christian music, gospel, what have you not, whatever the fuck. It's going to be, I'll put you this way, I'm bringing the tripod, I'm bringing the cannon. I got to get footage of that. There's no telling if there's going to be a fight or what. All I know is I'm a big motherfucker. I'm 6'1", you know what I'm saying? I'm a fucking grizzly bear. My boy Dez, he's 7'1", you know what I'm saying? And I don't care how many rednecks there are, they're going to be on candid fucking beatdown camera because, You know what I'm saying? They're fucking with the wrong people if they want to start some shit. So we're definitely going to try to film that shit. But this is my boy Big Zach right here with his latest song, Artificial Man. He's learning, you know what I'm saying? He's in the process of, he's only been doing this a couple years, man, but he's getting better and better. You know, I started fucking with him about 6 months ago. And, you know what I'm saying, he definitely has been improving, and he takes criticism. He brings me a song, and I say, nah, man, you need to do this or that. He goes back and does it. You know, he listens to what I have to say. He's a humble cat. He's growing in this game, and he'll smash your fucking face in, too, point blank. You know what I'm saying? So definitely got to have motherfuckers like that on the team. But hopefully next week there won't be no drama. But I'm kind of wanting to see a little bit because I want to get some good footage, some YouTube shit. Definitely want some YouTube footage. Here's the homie Big Zach, Artificial. Most of you fucks in the game are artificial, that's for sure. Oh yeah, he also produces his own beats too. He's getting better on the production. Killing shit.
See what you want, ain't what you got. So we're driving you fake bitches. Artificial motherfuckers talking shit. Bunch of snitches acting like you gonna ride. Like you ain't afraid to die. Thinking that it's your time, but it's mine. Acting like you gonna ride. Like you ain't afraid to die. Thinking that it's your time, but it's mine.
See, it's like patty cake, but you can't game. Trying to get paid, but you're all lame. I'm running this shit, I'm the boss, man. Time to cut the bullshit out of all the same. Need something new, that's what I do. Back, walk in and they clear the room. When I hit the mic, they start turning blue. They choke. Never had a clue. I own this shit. Y'all need a fix. I'm a drug motherfucker. You the addict. Better grab it, then pass it. I can slow you down like traffic. It's magic. I can do that. Y'all can't slow me down. I'm hauling ass. Foot on the gas. Going so fast. Y'all can't see me. 10 on the glass. We roll out. Can't stop now. Dug too deep. Went all out. I'm in this. I finish first. I'm about to burst. Blow up like gasoline. Kerosene. Propane, I'm lethal. Open flames, fry the game. Y'all think I'm evil. Be Zach, G-Stacks, on this, on that. Hit me everywhere, don't hold back. When I hit the track, I cause heart attacks. I murder shit, I'm cancerous. I do this shit like Manson did. I am that kid, I never hit. I stood right up, didn't stir a bit. Get no sleep, just kill beats. Y'all don't know, I am the streets. They love my shit, they live by this. They don't do pause, they bump shit.
See what you want, ain't what you got, so quit running. Fake bitches, artificial motherfuckers talking shit. Bunch of snitches acting like you gonna ride. Like you ain't afraid to die. Thinking that it's your time, but it's mine. Acting like you gonna ride. Like you ain't afraid to die. Thinking that it's your time, but it's
Yeah, his homie Big Zach right there. You know, he does all his own beats too, man. The guy's always learning. His beats are getting better. His lyrics are getting better. He's working, man. He's working. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying, definitely get his foot in this game, man. So I got his back. Yeah, we're almost out of this motherfucker, man. I want to thank Klondike Cat for showing up. Such short notice, man. He gave us one hell of an interview, man. That's definitely Cat you haven't really heard interviewed anywhere in years. You know what I'm saying? Our listener from Oklahoma pointed that out, man. And that's what we do here. We interview legends and pioneers, and you heard it, man. That was SPC, you know, Klondike Cat, K-Reno. They was one of the first, if not the first, to start that movement in Houston. You know what I'm saying? Because like I was saying, the Ghetto Boys, man, well, the whole lineup, the whole original lineup was from fucking the East Coast. So, you know, plus K-Reno, he had a record out in 87 himself, so, you know. But, know our feelings of K-Reno, man. I know he's going to get on his show when he has time. Like I said before, he's real busy. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna keep it moving. Definitely want to thank, you know, say Mac J, Brother Six, as always. You know, make sure you tune into their show. Fuck You Bitch, that's what it's called. Saturday, 7 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. Central, just like this show, but on Saturdays. And, man, you're going to get, who knows, just trust me, tune in. That's all I got to say. And Sunday, you know, you get up in time, want to go to service, make sure to be here for the Church of Reality with Brother Herod and Brother Solomon. You know what I'm saying? They're going to kick some knowledge. Hopefully we're going to have one of those rabbi pedophiles on the show. That way we could, you know, just straight up call them a faggot, whatever the fuck we want. You know, that's called ambush journalism, folks, for those of you who don't know, because that's what we're going to do. I called this fuck up today and basically told them, you know, hey, yeah, we just want to find out more about the ritual we've been hearing about, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what you call, you know, going fishing. You know what I'm saying? Except we ain't catching trout, we're catching pedophiles. And when we catch them, we ain't going to throw them back in the water. We're going to cut their goddamn fucking heads off. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what needs to happen for you fucking pedophiles. And speaking of which, I do want to tell you this too. If you're a parent, you got kids, you need to fucking pay attention to this shit, what I'm about to tell you right now. So you need to go to this fucking website. It's, let me see, where is it? Okay. Just go to, you know, www.city-data.com, city-data.com, so CITY-DATA.com. Type in your city, where you're at, and all the fucking chomos in your area will pop up, because you got to think about it. You got kids going to school. You want to know where these chomos are located. You know what I'm saying? Are they by your kid's school? Are they by the house? There's restrictions they have, these imaginary lines they're not supposed to cross, but you know they do all the time. You as a parent need to know where each and every one of these motherfuckers live, and you need to study and research what each and one of every one of these motherfuckers did. Some of these motherfuckers, they did some crazy, crazy shit. Now, if it's a 17-year-old kid who got caught with a 16-year-old girl, he shouldn't be in the same category as a 63-year-old man that got caught with a 5-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying? So it's important you know who did what and you know what the fuck they did, because that's what we're about, putting these chomos on blast. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, thank you for tuning into the show. Speaking of chomos, I think we gotta end the show the only way we know how, and that's to come at there's this punk motherfucker known as Fareed. You know what I'm saying? This is the song right here, Fire to Fareed by Handilla, the Demolition brother, Demolition Grizzly, UGS brother, the cat who did the fucking intro to this radio show. This bitch Fareed, who in the past I told you threatened, you know, some crazy shit against my kid. I mean, just a fucking faggot motherfucker. He turned our video in YouTube like a little bitch and got us for cyber fucking stalking or some shit. You believe that? The chomo's got more rights. The reason I call this guy chomo, because he said some chomo shit. Now, did he ever do it? I don't know. But when you say some shit like that, we got to call you out on it. So, Fareed, fuck you. Not even going to say your fucking rap name, you fucking bitch. DMB, come on this show anytime. Get a plane ticket. Fly to the States. You know what I'm saying? Because don't wait on me to get a plane ticket. Because when I do get enough money up after paying all these fucking bills and I do get a plane ticket, if I got to come all the way out to Germany, believe me, it's we ain't going out for fucking sauerkraut and sausage, motherfucker. We're going out for goddamn ass whooping. Just remember that shit, you fucking faggot. Fire to Fareed, Handilla, right here.
You the epitome of a fuckboy. You nothing but a studio thug.